Organa detailed the other information that had been passed to him by his mysterious contact. Information concerning certain wartime engagements that was rigorously restricted, such as the fact that the clone army had been ordered by an unknown Jedi, and that Anakin Skywalker had nearly been killed by the fallen Jedi Count Dooku, that a traitor in the Bakuran government was responsible for Grievous's annihilation of the entire ruling Synod, and that during the Christophsis mission, Dooku's pet assassin, Asajj Ventress, had only just failed to murder two Jedi Knights. Padme was staring at Organa.
But Bail, why did you never mention this? Surely the Security Committee should know, Chancellor Palpatine should know, that there's been a breach of...
I couldn't tell you, or anyone. I'm sorry, Padme, said Organa. He sounded defensive. I gave these people my word years ago that I would never reveal their existence. How could I repay all the good they've done with treachery? They told me these things as a show of good faith, as a way to demonstrate that their wartime intelligence network is extensive and accurate, that if they give me information about the Separatists, I can trust it's correct.
Yes, well, that sounds good in theory, she retorted. But Bail?
Have they told anyone else? Have they undermined the war effort by making any of the information public? Organa demanded. No, they haven't. Instead, they're trying to help me, help us, again. And we have to let them, because if they're right, and they've never been wrong, the stakes are higher than ever before. And that was true if the Sith were involved. Obi-Wan frowned at his interlaced fingers, inwardly shaken. Then he looked up. How does your arrangement with these people work, Senator? Do you meet with them? Organa shook his head. No. I've never seen or even spoken with them. Their communications are text-based and encrypted. Coded messages sent in short burst over a secure link they gave me at the time of the Eridus situation. And I can't contact them. They don't work for me, Master Kenobi. If they learn something they think I should know, they tell me. That's it.
Extraordinary,
Obi-Wan thought, then said. You are taking an amazing leap of faith, Senator. And now you're asking me to leap with you. Don't you think I know that? Organa demanded. But given what they know, what they've managed to learn, is it any wonder they guard their identity so jealously? Is it fair to blame them for protecting themselves the only way they know how? No, it wasn't fair, and there was nothing but truth in Bail Organa's passionate defense of them. Alderaan's senator believed every word he said. But was that enough? Profoundly unsettled, Obi-Wan let his gaze shift from Organa to Padme. She trusts him, he thought, just as she trusted Qui-Gon and Boss Nass. As she trusted herself when she felt Dooku was behind the Separatists, even when Mace and Ki-Adi-Mundi spoke against her. She wasn't wrong then. I just have to trust she's not wrong now. He looked back at Organa. And now these unidentified, secretive friends of yours have warned you about an attack on the Jedi by the Sith. Yes, Senator, he added, as Organa stared at Padme. Your colleague told me that much. She wanted to be certain you had my full attention. You do. Organa stood and paced to the apartment's panoramic window. Rigid with tension, he stared out across the city, toward the Jedi Temple. Then he turned, his face pinched. So you're telling me they exist, these Sith? They're real? Obi-Wan hesitated and thought. If I tell him the truth, if I reveal to this man one of our greatest secrets, and he proves false. The problem was, Organa already knew the truth. He'd learned the secret. Well, part of the secret. And a little knowledge is a dangerous thing, Obi-Wan thought. If I try to put him off, dismiss what he's been told as rumor or hearsay, will he believe me? I don't think so. I think he'll try to discover more on his own. And that would be far more dangerous for all of us. I have no choice but to tell him the truth. He could only hope that Yoda and the Council agreed with him.